Today's scripture reading is from John chapter 9, verse 1 to 12.
今日读经的经文是约翰福音的第九章第一到第十二节。
We will read this responsively, first in English, then in Chinese.
我们会用响应的方式读出，先是英文，然后用中文。
As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Go, he told them, wash in the pool of Siloam. This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. Some claimed that he was. Others said, no, he only looks like him. But he himself insisted, I am the man. He replied, the man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. And he told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and then I could see.
约翰福音第九章第一到第十二节，耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。耶稣回答说：也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。我在世上的时候是世上的光，对他说，你往西罗亚池子里去洗，西罗亚译出来就是奉差遣。他去一洗，回头就看见了。有人说是他，又有人说不是，却是像他。他自己说是我。他回答说，有一个人名叫耶稣，他和泥抹在我的眼睛，对我说，你往西罗亚池子去洗。我一去洗就看见了。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
愿神祝福读到同听到祂的话语的人。
Today's message is given by Brother Jin Chung. The title is, Though I Was Blind, Now I See.
今日请郑振元弟兄为我们讲道，题目是前我瞎眼，今得看见。
Morning, everyone.
I got your son.
Could we do this one more time? Can we all rise and greet at least three people by saying, "Though I was blind, now I see."
可唔可以企身同你周围三个人打下招呼？纵使我系瞎眼，今日我能够看见呢？
Thank you. As most of you know, the title of today's passage. It's from the famous Amazing Grace lyrics.
今日你留意到嘅时候，我哋今日呢个讲道系嚟自呢个嘅奇异恩典我一首歌。
But that Amazing Grace borrowed passage in Gospel of John chapter 9 verse 25.
起恩典后歌的歌词去到最后一节是来自约翰福音的第九章。
And by the end of sermon today, I hope everyone can confess the same confession. Though I was blind before, now I see.
我希望去到尾能够你真的去讲话，我从前啊，我看不见，我瞎眼。
Would you join me in a word of prayer?
我低头祈祷。
Almighty God, you see that we have no power in us to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our hearts, that we may be defended from all evil schemes that may happen to the body and to our mind, and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul.Through Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with us, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray it, Amen. We pray that we bow down into His presence this morning, that as we are attentive to His Word, we may be come.Under the subjection of the word.
Okay, 祷就话我哋今日嚟到佢面前嘅时候，我哋所做嘅嘢，就正如佢话语所提醒我哋一样。
That we would desire and open our hearts to hear from the Holy Spirit, who will point us to Jesus in the Scripture.
我会听从圣灵嘅指示，指引我哋去到耶稣嗰度。
And that in our growing of a Christian maturity.That we may glorify God even more.
好使我能够更加的荣耀我们的主。
So, we have seen for the past two sermons that I have given, on the second Sunday of February, we saw verses 1 to 3.
我第一次讲这篇讲道的时候，我们讲一至三节。
And last week, we focused on verses 4 to 7.
上次我们讲四到七节。
And today we will dive into verses 8 to 12.
我今天讲最后8到12节。
Somehow, some of you were concerned that I do not have a sermon outline.
你有些人跟我讲话，你好想有个outline去帮助你去明白。
And some of you are also concerned that I reference many biblical passages outside of the selected text.
亦都有些人担心就话，很多时候我引经据典的时候你不知道在哪里。
And some of you have asked whether I could provide that in the form of presentation or PowerPoint slides.
有些人问我可不可以将这些东西加在这个的PowerPoint 上面。
So you will get some help today.
今天你会见到。
And thank you for raising your concern.
也都多谢你去给这个的提醒。
But when you ask, there's always a responsibility that comes with it.
但你要明白就是你去问的时候你问完了我答了你亦都有你的责任。
I urge you to have your Bible with you, a physical Bible.
我想去提醒你都鼓励你可不可以带着你本圣经来教会来崇拜呢
?If you have your Bible, physical Bible, today, this morning, can you just raise it up so I can see?
你有边个有带着圣经的可不可以去举手你真的揸着本圣经
If you have an electronic Bible, can you raise that up too?
如果你有个电子嘅圣经，可唔可以举手咧
？A form of Bible. Now,
都当系喺呢个圣经可以咁样用。
The reason why I ask is because you need to have your Bible.
你嚟得教会，你应该有你嘅圣经。
When you come to a worshiping place, bring your Bible with you, please.
当你嚟到教会去敬拜神嘅时候。你可唔可以帶埋你本聖經嚟咧
？And search those scriptures that I mention or reference with your Bible back and forth from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
所以你可以去揭下去舊約，又揭下去新約。
It's helpful to have a physical Bible to reference back and forth rather than using your electronic device. Trust me.
用真嘅聖經好過你用呢個嘅電子嘅聖經。
Because when you go through on your screen back and forth, you will forget as soon as you go to the next text.
因為你去用呢個電話嘅時候，你下一次 search 你又唔記得你上一次你 search 過啲咩嘢啦。
When you are searching with the Bible, flipping pages, you actually have higher chance to retain the biblical passage that we are looking at. So my encouragement is, you want the slides? I want the Bible in your hand.
如果你想我去俾呢個嘅聖經嗰啲嘅章節你嘅時候，我希望你可以帶你本聖經嚟教會。
With that said, we saw that there was an urgency to the works of God that Jesus is himself doing and inviting his disciples.
咁你睇到呢度有一個嘅需要，啲人需要神去嚟到同佢啲嘅門徒一齊嚟到。
He says that the works of the one who sent Jesus into the world must be done while it is day, while I am here as the light of the world.
當我仲喺呢度嘅時候，仲喺日頭嘅時候，好想能夠將呢個工作去做完。
Now I want to encourage you, if you have any questions, if you have any clarifications that you need, you can ask me or send me an email. My email address is on the bulletin.
如果你有問題的時候，很鼓勵你直接去問我，我的電郵就在這個bulletin裡面。
Or you can text me or call me to set up a one-on-one maybe a meeting, brief meeting over Zoom or in person, I am available.
你也可以找我，打电话给我，或者约来大家见面。
And it is on me that I am not able to touch upon all the points that we could have in one sermon.
可能一个讲道讲不完所有每一个论点。
So I understand that you might not be able to get the whole picture, scope of the text that we are dealing with, or you would have questions, which is natural.
如果你有问题呢，是正常的。
So please reach out if you have any questions. I'm just phone call away, or an email, or a text.
如果你想有问题的时候，好欢迎你可以打电话给我，电邮给我，或者怎样都好。
If English is not your first language, then please reach out to this person. And then you will reach out to me.
你可以找我，我找他，然后我会叫他找回你。
And this is the works of God that sent Jesus.
这个就是神的话语，耶稣的话语去给我们的。
We also saw that Christ's work for sinners has completed once for all.
你看到就说神对这个罪人所做的事是一次过去做完了。
The gospel was preached, the perfect once for all atonement sacrifice was given on that cross.
亦都睇到呢個完美嘅贖罪祭已經喺十字架上為佢做咗。
So this means that there's really nothing that we can contribute or we can add on to the work of our justification.
即係話喺我哋嘅因信稱義之外，人唔再需要做啲咩嘢出嚟。
If you scrutinize this idea in theology, maybe there is one thing that we can add on to the works of Christ. That is sinning.
咁其實我哋能夠做嘅嘢，我只係會去得罪神。
And believers are now called to work the works of who sent Jesus into the world in and through Jesus the sent one.
今日的信徒被呼召去做耶稣基督叫他做的事。
He's the one who sends us into the world, who sent the Holy Spirit to us.
他将我们送入这个世界，也将圣灵去交给我们。
Consequently, just as the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, for Christians, both words and deeds must go hand in hand.
我哋睇到就话一个信徒佢嘅说话同佢嘅行动应该去见证到佢嘅呢个福音嘅真实。
The word that God spoke when He created heaven and earth spoke into us. Therefore, that word must be lived out in time and space and matter through us.
咁所以话透过我哋嘅时候，当神
We also saw that when Jesus, the light of the world, shines on us, it exposes our true identity first.
他首先被人看到了我们真实是怎么样。
So we now are able to call sin as sin, no longer sin as blessing.
我们会看到就说罪是罪，罪不是一个的祝福。
And when Jesus, the light of the world, shines on us, it also warms us up.
当耶稣基督的光光照我们的时候，去到令到我们能够得到暖化。
And it drives our hearts to desire to follow him.
令到我们去追求基督。
And therefore believers are now called to be, they're called salt and light of this world.
所以今天信徒在这个世界上面成为神的光和他的盐。
As we display the transformative power of God's work done in us through Jesus.
去透过耶稣基督在生命上面将这些的改变去显示出来。
And we also saw that when we become true believer of Christ, we become a disciple of Christ who follows him.
当我们真的跟随基督的时候，我与神有这个真实的信徒的关系。
And when we follow him, at the end of the day, he will send us as he has given the great commission in Matthew 28, go make disciples and baptize.
好似我们在这个的马太福音第28章里面说，我们要去使万民作我们的门徒。
We are committed to follow Jesus despite life's changes and ups and downs.
无论我们的生命遇到什么挑战，我们都去委身去跟随基督。
Now that's what we have seen from the previous few weeks. And today we're diving into verse 8.
我们看第八节。
And when we follow Jesus,
当我们跟随基督的时候，
when we submit to Christ,
当我们将自己降服在基督的前面的时候，
or we can put it this way, when we begin to love our God with our mind and heart and our body and might,
当我们尽心尽性尽意尽力跟随我们的主的时候，
our lives begin to serve as a witness of heaven.
我们的生命就成为了这个天堂的见证。
We begin to display our citizenship with our daily life in the earth.
我们在我们的世上边用我们的生命去见证神。
When we base our life upon the love for Christ or our response to God's love for us,
如果我们将我们的生命是在乎于神的爱的时候，
it will show itself in us.
会在我们的身上去彰显出来。
It will show in our lives.
会在我们的生命里面去显示出来。
And people around us begin to notice something is happening with this person.
在我们身边的人会见到我们的改变。
In other words, our old is passed away, and we are now a renewed new creation in Christ.
咁我哋系得到更新，有呢个改变，旧嘅我慢慢嘅过去。
Your old self identity is no longer in you as the core identity of who you are.
咁你嘅旧我唔再成为你嘅生命嘅中心。
Because in Christ we are a new creation.
因为喺神里边，我哋系一个新造嘅人。
Apostle Paul says in Second Corinthians chapter 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
When the people around the blind man notice that he was healed,
当这个盲的人明白到他得到医治的时候，
his neighbors begin to question, is this not the man who used to sit and beg?
他的周围的邻居在问，这个是不是平时在这里去乞食过那个盲眼的人呢？
His old identity of a blind person or a beggar is no longer found in his new created identity.
他本来这个黑眼这个黑盖的身份不再在这个新造的人的里面。
And more than himself who realized this change, people around him begin to realize, wait, there's something new about this guy who's different now than we remember.
不单止他自己知道，他身边的邻居也都看到他有新的改变。
When you begin to live out the love of God in your life as a new creation,
当你作为一个新造的人，是在神的里面过你新的生活的时候，
when you became the recipient of God's blessing and grace in and through Jesus,
当你透过耶稣基督去接纳到神所给你的祝福的时候，
inevitably, people around you begin to question about who you are now.
在你身边的人都会问一些问题。
They will notice something different about you now after you are in Christ.
当在基督里面之后，啲人会问啊，点解会系咁样咧？
Isn't this Jin that I used to play soccer with?
有一个人我同佢打足球。
Isn't this Jin that I used to play in a horse?
系咪嗰个啊 Jin Chang 我同佢打波嘅咧？
When we are in Christ, as we are a new creation, we no longer bear the same identity as the old one that has passed away.
当我哋喺基督里嘅时候，我哋同我哋以前嘅我系有呢个唔同。
What about you guys? I want to open up and maybe you can think about your conversion experience under God's sovereign will and time.
咁你咧？你喺呢个神嘅改变嘅之后，有咩嘅新嘅改变咧？
Outside of your parents, outside of your, your relatives, has anyone noticed that you are now a new creation and your old self is gone?
除咗你嘅父母或者你成日见嘅人之外，有冇人睇到你嘅改变呢？
I'm not talking about you were blind before and now you see that physical miraculous change. I'm talking about maybe a simple way of living or now that your worldview has changed.From chasing after the values of the world, but now you're chasing after heavenly values.
当然我讲的不是说一个在肉体上的改变，你由盲眼变成开眼，但我讲的就是说，今天你所寻求的东西，或者你对这个世界的看法，会不会是不同呢？你所追求的东西是不是有改变呢？
If someone has noticed, then that's very...foundational model of evangelism.
如果当啲人见到你有改变嘅时候，呢、这个其实就好好一个啊，呢、这个福音对人嘅一个嘅改变。
More than evangelistic efforts of street evangelism or prayer walks or programs，
比我哋所能够做嘅所有嘅教会的项目，或者做一些的外展，或者街头报道，其实更有力。
God uses our new created identity as the driving force of advancing the kingdom of God.
神其实用我们这个新的身份去驱使人，去将这个福音去讲出去。
In my personal experience,
在我个人的经历里面，
even if someone noticed change in my life, I wasn't able to be as bold as this blind man today.
就算我是曾经经历过改变，但我都不是好像这个盲人这样那么勇敢。
Neighbors ask, isn't this the beggar that we know?
当人问说，啊，这个是不是我以前所认识的那一个瞎眼的人呢？
And in verse 9, it says,Some said it is he, but others said no, but he looks like him.
有人说是他，有人说不是他，是好像他啫。
People around us may be confused with our new identity in Christ.
可能啲人对我哋喺主里边一个新嘅身份，可能觉得好迷糊。
Oh, now Jin, began to go to church and began to pray. We see clearly things have changed.In his daily routine,
我们看到 Jin 在他日常的生活上面有不同了，他开始去教会，开始做这样那样。
But is it really him?
这个是不是真是他来的呢？
Jin that I know is not him.
这个我认识的那个 Jin 不是这样的。
Maybe he will do this for a couple months and come back to his old self.
或者他会过几个月又回到以前一样。
When somebody tells me that,
当人家这样跟我讲的时候，
I begin to doubt about myself.
我开始怀疑我自己。
But not this blind man.
但不是这个的盲人。
This blind man in verse 9, he kept saying, I am the man.
他一次又一次对人讲，他说他自己说是我。
When person is under God's blessing like this blind man,
如一个人好像这个盲人一样，咁能够得到神的祝福的时候，
When we are so clear that we have been changed, that our old self is gone, and the new creation has begun in us.
如果我咁清楚知道我哋由我哋嘅老我变成我哋喺一个主里边新造嘅人嘅时候
，people around us may confused, may be confused, but not us.
你身边嘅人可能会好迷茫，但唔系你。
I am the man, the new creation. Now I see.
我能够见到我就系呢一个新造嘅人。
And what others think about me, or what others are confused about me, would not no longer dictate my identity in Christ.
啲人喺我身边嘅人，佢哋嘅怀疑，佢谂嘅嘢，讲嘅嘢，系啊，同我冇乜关系。
Though I was blind, I am the man who sees.
我从前瞎眼，但今日我能够去看见。
A true believer does not hide.His salvation.
一个真正信主的人不会将他的救恩收收埋埋。
A person who tasted the works of Christ and benefit from being adopted into God's child.
一个人去尝过主恩的滋味，亦都去领受到成为神儿女的祝福之后。
They will evermore boast about his new identity in Christ rather than hiding it from others.
他不会去收埋自己的救恩，相反去话俾人哋听，佢今日成为主一个新造嘅人。
When we are saved, we confess.
当我哋去被得救嘅时候，我哋去承认。
If our nature or our appearance of salvation does not speak in itself,
如果我哋嘅所做嘅嘢，我哋所走出嚟嘅嘢，唔能够代表出嚟嘅时候
，if our works or if our actions or if our deeds do not display the new identity,
如果我哋所做嘅嘢、所讲嘅说话，冇将神呢个嘅救恩揭示出嚟嘅时候
，a true Christian and believer would not take a step back from it.In doubt and hesitation.
一个真的信徒不会翻翻转头。
But he will use his words, saying, "I am the man."
他会同人讲，我就系呢一个人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，What does your deed speak?
今日你所做嘅嘢讲紧一样咩俾人哋听呢？
Your actions or your way of life or your daily lives,
你每日嘅生活。你每日嘅生活，你每日所讲嘅嘢。
What do other people who see you and perceive your deeds say about you?
当人睇到你所做嘅嘢嘅时候，人哋点样睇你呢
？Maybe your friends or your spouse or your family members that they know you before you were a new creation.
或者你嘅配偶、你嘅家人，佢哋喺你未成为基督徒之前已经认识你嘅时候。
And how do you respond to them?
你怎样对他们有什么回应呢
?Are you as bold as this blind man?
你是不是好像这个盲眼的人这么大声告诉人家呢
?Or are you keep on being the object of evil schemes saying, you maybe not?
或者你会是说告诉人家我不是
?Maybe I am not.
或者我不是
?Or maybe I am.
但也可能我是。
Well, Jin, you have no idea how my life looks like.
但你唔知道我嘅生命有咩改变。
Jin, you only see me once a week on Sundays. What do you know about me?
你一个礼拜见我一次，你对我知道啲咩嘢咧
？It's probably the same thing that happened for this beggar, because beggar, the people who was talking to, who were talking to the beggar, probably didn't know the whole story behind of it.
呢啲喺佢身边嘅人可能都唔系真系咁认识佢。
But when there is the grace of God changing us into a new identity,
但当神嘅救恩去改变我哋、改变我哋身份嘅时候
，it becomes a personal relationship with God and you，
系令到我哋同神之间有个一个真正个人嘅关系。
Now you are in that secret place.Where only the high priests were able to go, but when Jesus Christ has died, that secret place has been opened for all who calls upon the name of the Lord.
过去好似只系喺有啲人去进入到呢个至圣所里边，同神有呢个特殊嘅关系。但喺耶稣基督死咗之后，将个会幕打开，每一个人都可以同佢有呢个关系。
And you will begin to say,
你会说,
not because of your conviction, or but because of your personal relationship that has begun in you, that I am a new creation. The old has passed.
唔係在乎於我哋對神嘅信念，而係在乎於我同神建立嗰一個個人嘅關係，令到今日我知道。
And that's the transformative power in you.
就喺你嘅裏邊一個神改變嘅能力。
And you're becoming more like Christ.
令你更加可以似基督。
What do I mean by that?
咁係咩意思咧
？Well, the phrase in verse 9, "I am the man," echoes verse 5.When Jesus said, "I am the light of the world."
咁喺第九節佢話他自己說是我，同喺第五節裏邊神子講我在世上的時候是世上的光，啊，兩者有互相啊輝映嘅意思。
The Greek word here, "I am," is "amen," and it is used 7 times in the Gospel of John.By Jesus himself to reveal who he is. I am the light of the world, I am the bread, I am this, and so forth.
当神在第五节讲话我是世上的光，啊，这个希腊的原文是 Amy 这个字的时候，其实在这个约翰福音出现了七次。
And some scholars connect this Amy, I am, the phrase used by Jesus back to Exodus 3:15 when God appeared to Moses in the burning bush and said, "I am who I am."
又正如好似喺呢个出埃及记第三章十五节，当神向呢个摩西显现嘅时候，佢同摩西讲：我系就系我系，我是我。
Because of that, we know Jesus is God.
好使我知道神就是那个神。
Who is self-existent, self-sufficient, I am who I am.
所以神是自有永有。
Now we see this blind man who received this Jesus who is I am doing the similar thing as what Jesus said about himself. I am.
所以你看到就是当耶稣基督说我在世上的时候是世上的光，好像引申到这个瞎子，他都说我是哪一个。
Jesus, who had no confusion about his identity and the purpose of him being on earth, now that conviction and that confidence in who he is transformed or transplanted into the life of the recipient ofGod's grace in Jesus.
而我哋睇到就话，当耶稣基督可以肯定知道佢自己系边个嘅时候，呢一样嘢今日亦都去临到啊呢一个嘅啊呢个瞎眼嘅人，佢知道啊佢啊佢可以知道自己系因为佢自己系边个。
And in that I am who I am, confession. In that I am the light of the world, confession.In that I am the man, though I was blind, now I see. A person who was born blind is reflecting Jesus' nature in his life.
咁亦都当呢个人佢今日知道佢自己边个嘅时候，亦都让佢喺神里边去明白佢个人嘅本质系点样样。
When you think about it,There was so much uncertainty going around in the hearts of men at the time of the blind man.
咁你睇到就话喺佢个个人里边，佢有好多嘅肯定。
In the world full of uncertainty, which is also true today,
喺我今日世界里边有好多嘢我哋唔肯定。
In the world full of anxiety, without a concrete foundation of who we are,
亦都今日呢个世界好多嘢我唔知道啊！我哋好多对好多事情都好惶恐嘅时候。
The one who encountered the eternal God's work,
而呢一个人当佢与神嘅话语去相遇嘅时候。
Number one has no doubt about who he is.
第一，佢好清楚知道佢自己系边一个。
Number two, begin to display or reflect Jesus' light by saying, "I am."
而佢好似耶稣基督咁讲，佢话我系我。
numerous religions throughout history, or even historical figures throughout history, attempt to discover the meaning of life as well as its origin and its destination.
在历史上面，好多人都想揾人嘅根源喺边一度。
Some thought they reached a reasonable conclusion, or some even thought they found the truth.
好多人以为佢只揾到呢个真理。
But God revealed the mystery of life to His own people alone.
咁但系神只系将呢个人性嘅呢个嘅奥秘话俾信佢嘅人听。
And to some, He has closed their ears and eyes and minds from knowing, understanding this mystery, this truth.
咁但系对有啲人嚟讲，神将佢哋耳仔去掩盖咗，令佢哋唔能够明白，唔能够知道。
Our neighbors may show this sign of confusion about you now.
你嘅邻居可能对你嘅改变唔清楚。
You as a new creation in Christ.
对于你系一个主里边新造嘅人，佢哋唔知道你嘅改变。
That's when we can reflect Jesus, the light of the world, to them by saying, I am a new creation.
在这个时候你可以告诉你的邻舍听，我在主里面是一个新造的人。
I belong to Christ.
我属于基督。
And he opened my eyes.
他打开我的眼睛。
You would also witness they'll often see you with doubt and disbelief.
或者他们依然是不相信你，这样去望着你。
Not just confusion, but one step further than confusion, that maybe you are not the person you claim to be.
或者你唔系好似你所讲嘅人一样。
But that's normal because we disbelieved God in ourselves in our past.
其实我哋过去对耶稣基督、对神都有好多嘅误解、唔清楚。
Just as the blind man's neighbors encountered him, who now see with doubts.
正如喺呢个嘅瞎眼嘅人，佢邻居对佢有好多怀疑一样。
This world may not believe the church or even your story that God has engrafted into your life.
这个世界可能不会明白教会，也不明白你讲的事。
But even worse than confusion and disbelief, there is persecution.
也都甚至是有这个的逼迫。
You would probably experience that this world no longer welcomes you as they used to.
这个世界不是像以前那样去欢迎你。
You experience that this world hates you.
你去体验到呢个世界，佢讨厌你。
Because now your old is past and you're new creation.
因为你旧我已经过去，你喺神里边系一个新造嘅人。
But Jesus gives us an encouragement in John 15:18.
咁但系耶稣基督喺约翰福音第15:18里边俾到咁嘅鼓励我哋。
If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you.
世人若恨你们，你们知道恨你们以先已经恨我了。
This is Jesus who is with us, Emmanuel.
这个就是耶稣基督的与我们一起的。
It is initiated by him.
是由他去开始。
And he's continuously carrying us.
他也是继续的去拖带我们。
He knows our weaknesses.
他知道我们的软弱。
He knows that we may not be welcomed by this world.
他都知道这个世界会恨我们。
But what he's saying is,
但他所说的是,
you are mine.
你今天属于我。
Because I have gone before you.
因为我已在你以前我来到。
Ironically, we read in verses 10 to 11 that this person who now sees, who received Jesus' mighty work,still does not seem to know Jesus properly.
咁呢个俾神开咗眼睛嘅人，其实好似佢对于神真嘅身份，佢都唔系好熟悉。
He referred Jesus as the man called Jesus.
佢就话嗰个叫做耶稣嘅人。
I think in today's translation up there was something like they called this man Jesus.
佢喺嗰度话有一个人名叫耶稣。
He knows who he is.
他知道他是誰。
Meaning now he is, I am the man who sees now.
我就係嗰個今日能夠看見嘅人。
And he knows who he was.
佢都知道以前係邊一個。
I was blind.
我係一個瞎眼嘅人。
But he has little idea who Jesus is and where he is.
咁但係呢個人，呢個瞎眼嘅人，佢唔知道耶穌係邊一個，亦都唔知道耶穌喺邊一度。
When his neighbors questioned him, "How were your eyes opened?" in verse 10, he answered, saying, "The man called Jesus made mud, anointing my eyes, said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." And in verse 12, he said, "I don't know where he is."
咁当啲人问佢你眼睛系点样开嘅时候，他回答说：有一个人名叫耶稣，他和泥抹我的眼睛，对我说。你往西来亚池子去洗，我去洗又看见了。第十二节佢话，他们说那个人在哪里？他说我不知道。
When his neighbors asked him, "Where is this man who opened your eyes?" I don't think they were asking. I don't think they were understanding what they were asking.
当呢啲人问佢耶稣喺边度，或者你眼点开嘅时候，其实啲人其实都唔知道自己问紧乜。
The once blind, this man's neighbors weren't really curious as to the identity of Jesus, the Son of God, that much.
他们不太在意究竟耶稣基督的身份在哪里。
When they asked where Jesus was, they were asking with contempt, perhaps with even desire or entertainment to serve their own appetite.
咁其實佢哋問只係純粹佢哋好奇啊八卦咁樣想去問啫。
Where is this person opened your eyes? I want to see him.
呢個開你眼嘅人喺邊啊？我想見下佢。
Clearly, they were not coming to Jesus as the one who deserves all our respect and worship.
佢唔係話嗰個想去尊敬耶穌、想去敬拜耶穌嘅一個嘅人。
They have confused who Jesus is, and they still don't know who he is.
佢都唔知道佢边个，佢都好奇，佢都好啊唔清楚。
This way of seeking God is not pleasing to God.
咁样样去揾神唔系神所喜悦嘅。
The way that we ought to seek God or seek Jesus is not of contempt, lukewarm, or arrogancy, or even entertainment.
咁好多时候，好多时候啲揾神嘅人唔可以系啊藐视佢啊，或者系啊好骄傲嘅去啊寻找神。
We were to seek Jesus as the one who can save us.
去揾佢系因为想从中得救。
With more diligence,
系有呢个嘅啊勤奋嘅心想去寻找神。
With humility and contrite heart,
你系真系喺神嘅面前系有耐性，喺神嘅面前你系自卑咁去揾神。
We must seek Jesus like that a persistent widow who sought justice from Judge in Luke 18.
就好似喺呢个嘅啊路加福音第十八章嗰个妇人一直去追求。去问呢个法官攞公义一样，有嗰种嘅啊耐性去寻找。
Ironically, the person who now sees had little idea of where Jesus was or he is。
嗰个被神医治好瞎眼嘅人，佢唔知道神系边个，亦都唔知道佢喺边。
And little understanding of Jesus' true identity, more than a miracle worker.
佢可能睇耶稣基督系一个啊做奇迹嘅一个人嘅啫。
But the man knew exactly how he opened his eyes.
但系佢知道佢嘅眼系点样样打开。
The way that he explained how he received his sight in verse 11 is almost verbatim to verse 6-7.
咁佢喺第十一节里边所讲嘅嘢，同佢喺第六、第七节讲嘅嘢差唔多系一样。
Verse 6 said, "Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the men's eyes with the mud, verse 7, and said to him, 'Go wash in the pool of Siloam,' which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing." Exact word, almost identical, is spoken by the blind man in verse 11.
咁呢個人喺第十一節，佢十一節講到佢點樣樣得到呢個醫治嘅時候，又同耶穌基督喺第六節裏邊所講，耶穌說了這話，就 腿抹在地上，用腿抹和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上，对他说：你往西来，西来亚池里洗。他去洗一洗，回头就看见了。
Verse 11, the man called Jesus, made mud, anointed my eyes, and said to go in Siloam, and I washed, and I went and washed and received my sight.
腳客回答說，有一個人名叫耶穌，他和泥抹我的眼睛，對我說，你往西來亞池去洗，我一去洗就看見了。
This is a danger, in a sense, this is a danger of, at the same time, this is a norm.Of a person experiencing God's grace.
这个是很多时候经历了神恩典的人的一个的习惯。
We know that one retreat, that evening where we earnestly sought Jesus and we confessed our sins and received Jesus, our personal Savior.
你看，我记得那一晚你是怎么样啊，经历耶稣，第一次去接触耶稣的。
We know what passage the pastor was preaching that time.
你都会记得啊，嗰日究竟牧师讲嘅道系喺边度嚟嘅？
We know the prayer that we prayed.
我系记得我哋祈过嘅祷。
We know how we went that night and how it was amazing and how people around us were praising God for it.
亦都记得嗰晚啲人为到我去高兴去赞美主。
Before the blind man knew that he has opened his eyes.He knew his experience word for word, and he did not forget what happened and how he received that sight.
他记得很清楚每一步，记得他怎样能够从瞎子变成看见的人。
That experiential Christianity can be a danger of our faith without proper knowledge of Jesus our Savior and Lord.
但如果只是靠这个经历不认识到耶稣基督的时候，可以是有危险性在这里。
Before we go into that route a little further deeper, I want to encourage you, I want to assure you that Jesus does not leave his sheep as confused about himself.
神耶稣基督从来不会去抛弃他的羊，亦都令到他的羊不知道他是哪一个。
This story ofJesus healing a man born blind goes until the end of the chapter. So if you have time, you can read on your own how Jesus is making sure this blind man knows who he is.
咁呢个瞎子得看见呢个古仔系去到约翰福音嘅第九章去到尾，咁你可以其实睇下咧耶稣基督最后点样让呢个瞎子真正知道佢系边一个。
But these experiential ChristianityIn itself, without the proper knowledge of Jesus, can be dangerous to us again.
咁如果我哋知道我哋唔认识去医治我哋嘅主嘅时候，只系单凭一个救恩，可能有时唔足够。
Even from the book of Genesis to all the way to the Revelation, and even to the people today in this day and age, we all seek vivid physical signs and personal experiences of.The work of the Holy Spirit that the early church experienced.
无论是过去或者而家，好多人都会去寻找一个好特别嘅、好奇妙嘅经历，经历过神嘅医治，经历过神嘅救恩。
Now, without a proper way of approaching this,
咁但系如果我哋唔清楚背后信嘅边个嘅时候
，the desire to experience the work of the Holy Spirit itself.Can stem out of our uncertainty, disbelief, or at times it could stem out from rebellion against God.
但系当你咁样做嘅时候，你就同你嘅信仰、你嘅救恩咧，去相违背咗。
Because more than evidence,
好多时候
，and more than miracles,
好多时候系可能系呢个嘅奇迹。
And more than experiences of Christian life itself,
很多时候只是去靠经历你个基督徒的经历的时候
Jesus first asked us to go and wash at Siloam.
他叫他去先去洗
Meaning, Jesus wants our obedience and submission in faith.
即是说神要我们去服从他，亦都去降服在他前面
Obeying Jesus, submitting,To our God, better than sacrifices, works, and experiences of the Holy Spirit.
当我们对神有这个的服从，去跟随祂的时候，比我们做的很多事，要做，我们做很多事是更加重要。
Because when we obey, when we listen, the works of God will manifest itself in that moment.
因为当我们听神说话的时候，神的话语就在我们的心里面去彰显出来。
In other words,
换句话来讲，
Jesus would call us even though it doesn't make sense to us.
神可能会呼召我们，就算我们当时不是很完全明白神是哪一个。
He spit and made a mud and put it on the blind man and asked him to go.
他将这个的唾沫 在地上，然后用泥抹在这个瞎子的眼上面。
But this blind man went and washed.
这个盲眼的人去走出去去洗。
Similarly, General Naaman during the time of Elisha was healed from leprosy because he obeyed and washed his body at the Jordan River.
同样在旧约圣经里面的这个乃曼将军，他听着神的说话，去走下去这个河里面去洗，又将他的大麻风洗了去。
It's illogical here. There's no reason why he would be asked to go wash the dirty river.
咁佢覺得好似好冇理由，點解要去一個咁污糟嘅河裏邊去洗下咧
？He was asked to go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean.
佢呢個先知叫佢呢個約旦河去洗7次，佢話你洗咗7次之後，你嘅大麻風就會好翻啦。
He felt he was disrespected.
佢覺得佢冇啊，乃曼覺得冇被神去尊重。
His self-righteousness kicked in.
因为他的自我自义在控制了他。
You know who I am?
你知不知道我是谁啊
？I'm the general of Naaman.
我是这个的阿兰王的元帅。
It's a dirty water that we don't go.
这些这么污糟的水你叫我去
？It didn't make sense to him, but more than that, it infuriated him.
不单止对他来说是没有意义，他觉得呢是令到激到他很生气。
2 Kings chapter 5:12 says, Are not Abana or Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage.
他的仆人进前来对他说，我父啊，先知若吩咐你去作一件大事，你岂不作咩？何况说去淋浴而得洁净。于是气愤愤的转身去了。
But he had a good servant.
但是一个很好的仆人
，like David had his general，
正如大卫有他的将军一样。
His servant came to Naaman and said to him, "My father, this is 2 Kings chapter 5:13. It is a great word the prophet has spoken to you. Will you not do it? Has he actually said to you, 'Wash and be clean'?"
他的仆人进前来对他说，我父啊，先知若吩咐你作一件大事，你岂不作么？何况说你去淋浴而得洁净呢？
There he turned his heart.
于是乃曼他的心就改变。
Even though Elisha did not respect him, or even though Elisha didn't say anything that is logically understandable and reasonable to General Naaman at the time of his culture,Naaman went and washed the Jordan 7 times, and he was healed.
纵然这个先知所讲的说话对于乃曼，对于他当时的文化背景，是好像完全没有意义，但他都去这样做，当他淋浴了7回之后，他的肉就复原了。
There are numerous other cases in the Bible that we can find a simple act of obedience and submitting to God in small matters.Has greater impact to our spiritual life.
我哋睇圣经里面睇到好多嘅例子，睇到当啲人去听从神嘅说话，喺啲小事上去跟随神嘅时候
，miracles in that sense are natural byproduct of God's intervention in our obedience and submission.
咁当我哋去听从神嘅时候，我哋降服喺神里边，神就会去做一个工作。
Now those biblical characters who obeyed.Illogical, irrational, unreasonable commandments of God experienced miracles, not the other way around.
系好多时系当我去听神嘅说话嘅时候，这个嘅奇迹就会发生。
And that's the walk of faith that we are living this this day and age too.
亦都係今日喺呢個世代裏邊，我哋係憑信行我哋每一步。
These biblical characters had to walk uncertainty in faith to receive God's intervention. What about us?
咁如果呢啲人喺一啲唔肯定嘅時候都咁樣做嘅時候，我哋今日點做咧
？It's the same.
同樣。
If everything makes sense, then you're in the wrong place.
如果你覺得樣樣嘢都啱曬，要合乎你所講嘅時候，咁嘅時候其實就係唔啱。
God will give us glimpse of evidence so that we can make the leap of faith, not leap of sight.
神俾我哋可以係憑信去行出我哋每一步。
When these biblical characters, including the blind man, put themselves off from their own throne of life.
当他们在他生命那里走出来的时候
and when they have Christ and God on the throne of their life,
当他有这个基督的宝座在他前面的时候
they found themselves at the center of the miracles, whether they want or whether they asked.
我们就会看到神在他们的生命的中心
when they gave in their life into the hands of God,Even though it didn't make any sense, God filled it with heavenly things that are greater than one can imagine.
就算他们觉得当他们将他的生命去给了神的时候神将在天堂很多的东西去给了他们
Now, Those of you who are following me up to this point may agree that this is the hard part of our Christian life.
如果你一直都有听我讲的时候这个就是基督徒生命上面最难的一样的东西
If God asks from us, if God requeststhings that make sense or things that are easy or foreseeably beneficial and comforting, we think we can obey him without difficulty.
如果样样嘢好易吓，叫我哋去跟随神去跟嘅时候吓，咁咧啊，好对我嚟讲，佢好似系冇乜困难去跟随佢。
Even with our finite mind, when things make sense, it's less strenuous and easy to believe and obey.
因为我们的思想是有限的时候当一些东西我们觉得、啊、对我来说有意思的时候去做、啊、去信很容易
It's difficult because number one we are not as desperate as the blind man or the general Naaman
我们可能不是好像乃曼或者瞎子的情况那么差
As we have seen the first part of the three series there's no urgency
这个人都好像不急的
Because there's no urgencyIt is difficult to follow Christ's commandment to obey and submit to him.
当你都冇呢个嘅咁紧张、咁紧要嘅时候，跟随神可以系可有可无。
When God commands us to do things that are beyond our comprehension, like putting mud made out of spit and go wash in the pool of Siloam, we find ourselves struggling to submit and obey God.
咁但系当神叫我哋将呢个腿沫同呢个泥啊抹喺我眼上边，然后去个池嗰度洗，我会觉得我哋要去咁样跟随神系一件好难嘅事。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，when the living word of God speaks into your heart,
但当神嘅话语对你真正说话嘅时候
，when the word of God intervenes in our heart.
当神的话语是将你的心去撕碎的时候
Nothing can stop you from following him.
每一样东西可以阻止你令你不去跟随神
Because the word of God is living and active and powerful.
因为神的话语是真实是有能力的
When the living son of God, the word of God incarnate dwells in us, piercing through our thoughts and hearts.
当神的这个当这个人子神的话语是来到住在我们的当中亦都将我的思想我的心思去粉碎的时候
That word of God magically change and turn our sickness, shame and weakness from our birth or habitual transgression against God will turn into the works of God that displays His glory.
然后就会令到我们将我们从出生以来对一切我们的软弱我们的羞辱我们所有的东西去或者我们怎样任何对抗神的东西去改变
our,
而让我们可以在神的里面去彰显出神的能力出来
Our weaknesses, our problems in the hand of God would turn into an opportunity to display His glory only when you bring it into the Word of God.
当我们的软弱，羞辱在神的里面会受到这个改变。
Only when the living and active Word of God, Jesus, the light of the Word Himself, comes into our life, into our problem.
唯有当神的话语是在我们的心里面，是进入我们的问题的时候。
We are no longer blind, but we would open and see the way that God sees and be able to say, finally, though I was blind, now I see.
然后令到我们可以好像这个盲人一样去讲话，我从前是瞎眼，但我今日是看见。
Has God granted and bestowed upon you the stupor of mind or spiritual eyes?
当今日神有冇将呢个圣灵嘅眼睛俾过你咧
？Go to the Word of God。
你去翻去神嘅话语嘅里边。
Our spiritual eyes will open and we will gain knowledge of Christ。
我哋嘅圣灵嘅眼会张开，我哋会见到佢。
When Jesus speaks into you through His Word，
当神系透过佢嘅话语去对你说话嘅时候。
We will begin to witness these things that, so that people may believe.
我们可以去见证，亦都令到人哋去相信。
Indeed, I want to reinforce that it's not the mud, it's not the pool of Siloam, but it's Jesus Himself.
不是在乎这个颓末，亦都不是在乎这个泥，在乎的是耶稣基督。
Only in Jesus our weaknesses has its place to boast.Boast about God's mercy, and that is faithful confession.
唯有在耶稣基督里面的时候，我们可以夸我们的软弱，我们夸我们软弱的时候，又可以去给人看到神的怜悯在哪里。
For that reason, bring your Bible with you on Sunday.
所以这个缘故，星期日带你本圣经来聚会。
Let the word of God speak to you as you meditate on it.
当让神的话语去对你说话。
How long will you continue on like this?
你还可以继续到几时呢？
How long will you waste a moment that will never come back for the glory of this world?
你还会不会等神的荣耀来到呢？
What would it benefit if a man gains the whole world but loses his soul tomorrow?
咁一个人去赚得全世界，但系又赔上自己生命，有咩好处呢？
Where is the urgency for Christ?
你对神，你对基督，今日有冇呢个迫切性喺度咧？
Do not base your faith upon your own understanding.
你嘅信系咪只系在乎于你自己知道几多嘢咧？
Come to the Jesus Christ, the new covenant of grace.
我哋系喺呢个嘅信约嘅信里边。恩典里面来到神的前面。
Let us conclude with 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 3 to 5.
我们看这个的提摩太后书第四章第三到第五节。
Verse 3, and even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing.
在第三节他说，如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡人的人身上。
Verse 4, in their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
岂等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们，基督本是神的像。
What we proclaim is not ourselves,But Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣作你们的仆人。
Join me a prayer, please.
我们齐低头祈祷。
Dear Heavenly Father God, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day.
纵然我们肉体是衰残，但我们内里是被主去更新。
Lord, we desire your word to be the only lamp to our feet.
你嘅话语系我哋脚前嘅灯。
Lord, are we confused?
我哋今日系咪啊蒙蔽咧
？Lord, where are we in our spiritual walk today?
今日我哋喺我哋圣灵嘅啊，我哋嘅灵命上边，我哋今日喺边一度咧？
We ask ourselves, are we walking in the manner that is worthy of Christ's blood shed upon the cross?
我哋今日所做嘅嘢系咪配得神所俾嘅救恩呢？
Is our eyes still veiled and blind?
我哋今日嘅眼目系咪依然系蒙蔽呢？
Lord, as we read in 2 Corinthians, it is only through you, Jesus, that our veils are uncovered.
我哋知道唯有系透过基督，我哋今日嘅眼目能够去清楚看见。
With our eyes open, veils uncovered, we would not only know exactly how Christ has saved us, but we would know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
如果唔系你嘅缘故，我哋唔会认识嗰个拯救我哋嘅耶稣。
Because it is knowing you, the knowledge of God is the eternal life.For us.
因为认识主就是一切的开始。
Lord, we know we were wretched soul, but now gloriously redeemed by you.
我们今天能够得主你的救赎，好像我们能够有改变。
As we increase in the knowledge of Christ, allow us to proclaim not us, but you, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray.
好像我们可以向神去宣称，不是我们自己，而是耶稣基督的名。
Amen.